We speak this week a little bit about the Bein HaShemeshos period. We usually define Bein HaShemeshos as the time between Shkia, the setting of the sun, and Seis HaKochavim, the emergence of the stars. How long that period is an interesting question, but we're going to assume for our purposes that that's approximately a 40-minute period in our communities between the setting of the sun and the emergence of three stars. And it's during that period of time, sometimes called twilight, that there are certain leniencies that apply. And I'll quote you from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. It says, "Umutar lomar le'eno Yehudi Bein HaShemeshos." A person is permitted to tell a non-Jew directly during the Bein HaShemeshos period, "Lahadlik ner letzorach Shabbos," to light the Shabbos candles. If a person person's running late, the 18 minutes are up, and now you're in the already Bein HaShemeshos period, got to light candles, or the lights aren't on. So it's permitted to ask a non-Jew to do so. If there's a tzorach mitzvah, we permit that as well. So in fact, there are three categories of cases of where we're permitted to ask a non-Jew directly to do malacha bein hashmashos. One is this case of a mitzvah. The Shabbos candles have not been lit. We can ask a non-Jew directly to light the Shabbos candles for us. Today, the electric lights may take the place of that anyway, which maybe we'll discuss on another week. We can ask a non-Jew directly to do so if the lights in the shul are off. And it's Bein HaShemeshos already. You walked into shul, it's after mincha. The lights, after mincha time, the lights are not on, or the lights went off. We can ask a non-Jew to turn them on in the Beis Medrash. People need to learn. They want to learn on Friday night or Shabbos. We're permitted to ask to do so as well. So that's in terms of mitzvah. There may be Shabbos needs, not so much, maybe not related to mitzvah per se, but I need lights in a room for a different reason. Maybe not mitzvah related, but just for a Shabbos need. Let's say the flame went off. We realize the crock pot was turned off, so we need the food's not going to be ready for tomorrow. We're permitted to ask a non-Jew directly to turn that on. So we have Shabbos needs, we have mitzvah needs, and sometimes even in the case of a hefzed, if there's some potential financial loss, let's say a person left an appliance on, appliance running, that's not going to turn off. The car he left running forgot to turn that off. There are valuable items that need to be carried, and there's no eruv, let's say. We're permitted to ask a non-Jew to do that as well. Sometimes people find themselves, let's say it's already Shabbat, it's Bein HaShemeshos, halachos about Shabbos coming in, and the person's on the bus, he's traveling. What do you do with your items? I have a wallet, I have other things. So a non-Jew may be employed to take care of some of those things, especially if it's during Bein HaShemeshos, especially even though it's after Shkia, we have many leniencies in that regard. Let's say the air conditioner freezes, so that's a hefzed. It may get ruined in a break if we don't turn it off. In fact, the post right, that would even permitted to ask a non-Jew to let someone has yard site and they want to light a yard site candle, but they forgot to do so. Maybe they lit the Shabbos candles, forgot to light a yard site candle. So a person is permitted to ask a non-Jew directly during Bein HaShemeshos, during this period between Shkia and Seis HaKochavim, to light a yard site candle as well. People, obviously, we know, very emotionally attached, would be emotionally disturbed if they did not have this lit. So that's actually permitted as well. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos.